Chris Pierman walks through a high tunnel at his farm in rural Johnson County as the wind whips at the plastic sheets that arc above his head. It's like a greenhouse in here. The air is warm and humid, and it gives Pierman a head start to the growing season.
We have turnips and beets, Swiss chard, carrots, radishes, three different types of bok choy, and then eventually we'll have tomatoes trellised in here.
Pierman and his wife grow about 250 varieties of vegetables on their sustainable farm here, and they want no part of fracking, that controversial process of injecting water, sand, and chemicals underground to crack shale deposits to tap into oil and natural gas. Fracking opponents say they have to rely on word of mouth here to grow their support.
It seems like we're David versus Goliath, but I just have a feeling that if the discussion was out there and openly addressed, that a lot of people would kind of open their eyes to what I think is really going on.
Fracking opponents have help from the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, or CELDEF. A CELDEF organizer is working with fracking opponents to get people to vote yes and present a so-called Community Bill of Rights to the county board if they're successful at the ballot box. But they're up against a formidable opponent. At least one member of the county board is campaigning against it, and the Illinois Chamber of Commerce contributed over $23,000 to proposition opponents. Residents are receiving robocalls and mailers while listening to radio ads to encourage folks to vote against the ballot initiative. And the county's only newspapers, the Vianna Times and Goreville Gazette, no longer publish fracking opponents' ads. That led Goreville Gazette editor Joe Rahana to quit.
I felt the situation was a little bit unethical, and at that point I felt it was a little bit uncalled for because the county already had plenty of questions about this subject, and it just felt as if what we were doing was removing the ability to answer those questions.
Proposition opponents argue the entire referendum was instigated by outside groups, pointing their fingers directly at CELDEF.
The effort has confused our people and turned people against each other for no reason.
That's Mitch Garrett. He owns and operates Shawnee Professional Services, and he's one of the leading voices against the non-binding ballot initiative.
It is also bad because it distracts people from doing things that can be done. People are wasting their time lobbying the county board, asking them to do something that the county board cannot do.
Garrett and other opponents say a ban will open Johnson County up for costly lawsuits from oil and gas companies that they would most likely lose. He stresses that he's not necessarily pro-fracking. In fact, he turned down a lease on his 75 acres. He thinks the referendum is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Pointing to other CELDEF ordinances, he believes this Community Bill of Rights would be anti-business.
If it were a simple opinion poll about what the people feel about fracking, then it would have been worded in a different way.
And that's part of the problem for Carol Gertis. Speaking at a park in Goreville, Gertis is no fan of fracking, and she leans towards voting yes. Still, she's not entirely sure, because the wording is confusing.
But I feel like I need to read and understand a little bit more. And I really don't know what's legal, what's not, as far as this referendum.
Gertis just wants what's best for Johnson County, and says she would rather see people slow down and think things through. I'm Jacob McClelland.